Today I have something very special for you. I'm very, very happy, very proud to announce to you that Isaac from Empathy Test responded back to my profile request, and he answered a few questions. And boys and girls, I really learned something new here. I learned where the name Empathy Test comes from, you know, the Blade Runner reference I wasn't aware of, and, you know, that boy George is a fan from them. So, yeah, I'm very happy, very proud. I'm going to see them live because we're touring and we be in my hometown, so I will see them. Anyway, without too much further ado, I ask Isaac to please introduce himself and tell a little bit about what kind of music we are doing.
Hi there, my name's Isaac and I'm from a band called Empathy Test. We're a synthpop band from London, UK, and we make melodic, intricate, heartbreaking synthpop music.
How did you come up with your band name?
The name Empathy Test comes from one of our favourite sci-fi movies from the 80s. I think it's probably still one of the best sci-fi movies ever made. It's called Blade Runner. And in the movie, androids have become so advanced that it's now impossible to tell them apart from humans. And so they develop a test to work out whether someone is human or android using an empathy test. The premise, of course, is that androids can't have empathy and humans do. I thought it was the perfect name for our band because we make music using technology, using computers and synthesizers, but our music connects with people on a very personal human level.
Which bands or artists are your inspiration?
I mean, my favorite band of all time is The Cure. I love Robert Smith's vocals and also his lyrics. I also love Tim Booth from James from the 90s and also Placebo as well. In terms of our music, Adam's very influenced by film soundtracks from 80s movies again. He's kind of mixing that with 80s synthpop bands. I mean, we've drawn comparisons with Depeche Mode, of course, and Pet Shop Boys and Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. And we kind of bring a lot of different influences together, 90s guitar bands and 80s pop.
How did you meet up and form your group?
Empathy Test is at its core a songwriting partnership between myself and my friend Adam. We've known each other since we were kids. We kind of started making music together on and off for a few years, and nothing really clicked. We were trying to combine guitar music and dance music, and eventually, as happens to a lot of synthpop acts, I think, they drop the guitars and try synthesizers, and suddenly it just works, and that's what happened for us. We watched the Drive movie with Ryan Gosling, of course, and that has a completely synthesizer-based soundtrack to it. Adam and I were having a conversation about the movie and saying how great the music was, and then we just thought, let's try and make a song that sounds like something from the Drive soundtrack. And we came up with Losing Touch, which has now had over 6 million streams on Spotify, and that was our first single.
Which current bands and artists you are listening to?
I think one of the best new artists of 2023 was Caroline Polachek. Her album's really amazing production. October Drift, making great music, kind of grungy, rocky stuff. And The Slow Readers Club, kind of following in the vein of White Lies and Editors, of course, who I also love.
With whom would you like to share the stage if you could freely choose?
Well, as I mentioned before, probably Robert Smith of The Cure, or The Cure, would be a real honor to work with. I can't really think of anyone better. all of the collaborations that he's done with other newer bands have been really good, particularly the Crystal Castles collaboration he did was great. So it would be amazing to share the stage with him and work on the track together.
Do you have any funny story, any mishap as you were playing live or as you were recording in the studio? Something you want to share?
Oh, well, that's tough. I mean, the band has been going for 10 years now already, and obviously we've traveled all over the world and had some really crazy adventures. So kind of picking just one is hard. I mean, one sort of really surreal moment was when Boy George tweeted about music and said, "This is a musical orgasm." And we were in an airport waiting to fly somewhere to play, and it was quite early morning. And I just got this notification, Boy George tweeted at you, and I was like, this can't be real. And of course, it was. Boy George is a fan of Empathy Test, and that still kind of blows my mind.
What can we expect from you this coming year in terms of musical and video content?
Well, in 2024, as I say, it's Empathy Test's 10th anniversary. So we're doing another big tour. We're playing something like 11 dates in Germany in March and 8 dates in the UK in April. Musically, there's nothing on the horizon at the moment. I'm working on some solo material as Isaac Howlett, and hopefully, I want to release another 2 tracks at least in 2024, so look out for those. It's going to be in a similar vein to Empathy Test, but obviously with a little twist, so keep your ears open.